98.3 WISS. Real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says he hopes lawmakers will return to the Capitol today and work. He wants them to debate his proposal for a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering. The governor made the comments during a stop in New Glarus, though it appears Republican leaders plan to quickly gavel in and out rather than take up the plan. Evers says putting fair maps into the state constitution would strengthen Wisconsin's democracy. The current maps were originally drawn by Evers and later passed by the legislature in 2024, after the state Supreme Court struck down the previous maps. The winter ban on shutting off heat for unpaid utility bills ends tomorrow. Starting Thursday, utilities can disconnect service if bills aren't paid or payment plans aren't set up. If you're behind, contact your utility now to work out a payment arrangement. Help may be available through Wisconsin's Home Energy Assistance Program. To learn more, go online to energybenefit.wi.gov. That's energybenefit.wi.gov. And many have said they're leaving. Now, one says he's staying. Republican State Senator Howard Markline from Spring Grove is running again for the 17th Senate District. He says he wants to continue pushing for balanced budgets, tax cuts, and bipartisan ideas in Madison. Democrats say his leadership has not delivered for schools, hospitals, and working families in southwestern Wisconsin. There are three Democrats running for the seat. The first forum for those primary candidates is Thursday at UW-Platteville. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Christian Yelich is out. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at American Family Field, but they'll do it without Christian Yelich. The veteran slugger left in the fifth inning Sunday after suffering tightness in his left hamstring. One report says he could be out a month. Yelich joins a list of other hitters on the IL, including Jackson Chourio and Andrew Vaughn, pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
When you're missing some guys, I mean, it's tougher, but we got guys on the way back, and, you know, hopefully, I haven't talked to Yelich, but hopefully, this is kind of what Murph preaches. We're a resilient group, and it's just we got to keep picking each other up.
NBA, the Bucks begin their search for a new head coach to replace Doc Rivers.
The last couple weeks, Doc has started to hint at the idea of no longer continuing as the Bucks head coach, and the Bucks would enjoy having him around the organization, still having him in a role where, you know, he could do some advising or something like that, but Rivers would maybe prefer to take a break.
That's Bucks reporter Eric Nem with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Our high today in the low 70s. Tonight, showers will drop to the upper 40s tomorrow. More scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 50s to near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.